This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A rally led by members of Jacob Blake's family to demand an end to police violence is underway in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a night of peaceful protests over the shooting of Blake, an African-American man, by a white policeman. Blake's family and activists organized the rally as National Guard units stood by with orders to prevent more unrest that erupted in Kenosha earlier in the week in response to the shooting. The 29-year-old Blake was shot in the back 7 times August 23rd, leaving him partially paralyzed. The incident turned the predominantly white city of 100,000 into the latest hotspot in a summer of nationwide protests against charges of police brutality and systemic racism. Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Julie Walker reports.
He says on Facebook the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed 2 people and wounded a third.
At this point, we haven't yet found any evidence that the shooter was following this Kenosha Guard page or was connected to the event or invited to the event in any way.
Zuckerberg also says Facebook is now taking down posts that praise 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white and has been charged in the deadly shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at VOA News.